All right, good evening, everyone, all over the world, joining us this time this evening. And I'm here with my father, Mr. Privilege, Mr. Innocent, and also with Mr. Davis. Those few minutes, I'll be sharing with you guys some few words you need to know, and I'll be drawing my reference from the book of John, chapter 4, if you read 23 and 24. The Bible says, God is a spirit, and those that must worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. Take note of these two key words, spirit and truth. Now, it means that all true worshippers are sincere worshippers, but not all sincere worshippers are true worshippers. We have those that worship other gods, and they are sincere with it, but they are not true worshippers. It means where you worship is secondary. Who and how you worship is primary. That makes you a true worshipper. And how can you worship God in spirit and in truth when you are not filled with the Holy Spirit? We need the Holy Spirit. It gives us the insight to worship God from the inside in spirit and in truth.
Everything that has been done, it is the responsibility of everything that has been done.
disciples and they begin to speak in our own tongues. Right on your heart, we are all over the world. Let's worship God in our own tongues. Let's hide in the Holy Spirit. Let's worship God in our own tongues.
Yeah.
you. Can't go anywhere without you, Lord. You are my compass. You are my compass. I know if you go anywhere without you, Lord. You are my compass. You are my compass.
Take over.
passing through right now, you have all over the world. I don't know the problem. But right now you have, don't be those hands and you know speak towards it, but take over. You may try to do it with your own strength, but you cannot. You need God to take over the situation. Say, Father, I can do this far enough.
I don't care for myself.